بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. أنرب العلماء الكرام، respected elders and brothers in Islam, it is an accepted principle that every action has a consequence. A person is hungry, if he eats some food, then that action will have a consequence, his hunger will be satisfied. A person is tired, he goes to rest for a while, the action will have a consequence, will have an effect, he'll feel better, he'll feel more comfortable. A person doesn't eat, he becomes hungry. A person doesn't sleep, he becomes tired. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed this world. That this world is a world, a place of cause and effect, of action and consequence. You do something, there's an effect, there's a consequence. So this is an accepted principle in life. And we understand this principle when it comes to the material things of this world. However, this principle is not restricted to the material things of this world, but rather it extends even beyond that. And it extends to the spiritual things and spiritual actions as well. So just as a material action has some consequence, good or bad, positive or negative, likewise, spiritual actions as well will have their consequences. They will have their effects, either positive effect or negative effect. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. The person who has iman, and with that iman, he does a'mal salihah, good, pious and righteous deeds. The promise and guarantee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spiritual action, iman and a'mal salihah, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. The consequence will be even felt in a person's material life. And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, most certainly, we will grant him a حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, a beautiful and a good life. Hayatan tayyiba doesn't mean, or doesn't necessarily mean, that the person who does amal salihah will be the richest person. Then we may ask that that person is so pious, but he's living in such a simple life. No. Hayatan tayyiba, the mistake that we make, is we measure a good life by the material things of this world. This is not a good life. Otherwise, what compels people who are living in so much of luxury and wealth and position and honor to go and take their lives and commit suicide? What compels them to do so? Hayatan tayyiba, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains, fassaraha bil qana'a, meaning the person will have a life that he will always be happy and comfortable. Even though he may have a little, but he's enjoying a very, very comfortable, happy and peaceful life. So every action has a consequence. Spiritual actions as well also have a consequence. Good actions, good deeds, amal saliha, will bring about a good consequence, a good effect in a person's life. And on the other hand, may Allah forbid, amal sayya, evil deeds, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sin, transgression, breaking the commands of Allah, this will also have an effect and also have a consequence. And that is a negative consequence. In the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. That the fasad, the corruption, the havoc, the decay, the rot that we see on land and on sea is bima kasabat aydin nas, is as a result of the actions of people. So on an international level, the corruption and the wrong and the havoc that is taking place is as a result of amal sayyi'ah. On a national level, in a person's own personal life, even in our personal lives, many a times, not always, but many a times, that negative consequences that we are seeing is as a result of the amal sayyi'ah, is a consequence of the sin and disobedience, breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what I want to explore today by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to share with you some of the negative consequences of breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first consequence that a person suffers for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, breaking the commands of Allah, is that he will suffer and he will have a miserable life in this world. I'm doing everything to keep myself happy. I'm earning well. I'm sleeping well. I'm eating well. I'm exercising. I'm socializing. I'm going for holidays. I'm doing everything materially to keep me happy, to make me feel nice and good. But still at the end of the day, something is just not right. I just don't feel nice about life. I don't feel good. I feel miserable. I feel very constrained within my heart. I don't have an open, I don't feel good and nice and open about things. So this many a times is a negative consequence of a spiritual action. As we said, every action has a consequence. So disobedience, one of the consequences of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that a person suffers and he has a miserable life in this world. Reflect over the ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. That whoever leaves out my obedience, whoever disobeys me, he leaves out my obedience. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then for him will be a constrained and a miserable life in this world. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah, explaining this verse, he says, فَلَا طُمَأْنِينَةَ لَهُ وَلَنْ شِرَاحَ لِصَدْرِهِ. That such a person who is engaged in breaking the commands of Allah, and the irony is, Allah forgive us, we are all guilty of sins, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءُ. But the irony is, many a times that sin is perpetrated and committed in search of happiness, in search of enjoyment, in search of satisfaction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O my banda, O my servant, you forgot that happiness and enjoyment and contentment is not found in things. I am the giver of happiness. I am the giver of contentment. I am the giver of satisfaction. When you broke my command looking for happiness, go look for it there. You're not going to find it. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Disobeyed Allah, Allah says the result will be converse, opposite. لَا تُمَأْنِينَةَ لَهُ. He won't find satisfaction in his life. No comfort in his life. I'm doing everything. وَلَنْ شِرَاحَ لِصَدْرِهِ. His heart won't be opened. It will be very tight and constrained. And he writes further, how beautifully he writes. He says, وَإِنْ تَنَعَّمَ ظَاهِرُهُ. Although that person outwardly may be drowning in the luxuries of this world, he got everything. أَكَلَ مَا شَاءَ. When it comes to food, he eats whatever he wants. Variety. لَبِسَ مَا شَاءَ. When it comes to clothing, the best of clothing. سَكَنَ حَيْثُ شَاءَ. When it comes to his living, he lives where he wants. Best of homes. Best of conveyances. With all that, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah concludes, still with all that, صَدْرُهُ ضَيِّقٌ وَهُوَ فِي قَلِقٍ وَحَيْرَةٍ وَشَكٍ. The person, his heart is still constrained. He still doesn't find that satisfaction in his life. So the first consequence of breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is a person won't find the satisfaction in his life. He will suffer from with a miserable life. He won't feel good. Many of us must have heard the very often quoted poetry of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali. May Allah fill his grave with noor. But very often he would recite these couplets. Mana ke maasiyat mein mujrimana thori ladhat hai. He says, I accept that sometimes in disobeying Allah, a person may find some fleeting enjoyment. He's disobeying Allah, so for that moment he finds some enjoyment. But mujrimana, the enjoyment is likened to the thrill and the enjoyment of a thief, of a criminal, who just hijacked the latest Ferrari and Porsche, and he's driving at an exhilarating speed, with adrenaline rushing through him, 200, 300 kilometers. What a drive, what a thrill. But how's that enjoyment? In the back of his mind, nay, in the front of his mind, are the blue lights that are coming behind him. So what type of an enjoyment is that? So the poet says the same thing. That in sin, there is some enjoyment, but that enjoyment is like the enjoyment of a criminal. And then he goes on to say, ke magar ye ispalne wale se kaisi bagawat hai. But then the same sin that we are doing to get enjoyment, what type of a rebellion is this against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The same thing that I mentioned. We have forgotten that happiness comes from Him. And whatever we have is from Him. Yet we use that to disobey Him in search of happiness. This can't happen. So the first negative consequence for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person has a miserable life. He doesn't enjoy his life. Second consequence of breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that many a times, because of that sin, a person is deprived of his rizq and his rozi. In the hadith of Ibn Majah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيُحْرَمُ الرِّزْقِ بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُهُ. That many a times a person is deprived of his rizq and sustenance because of some sin that he had committed, because of some disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that has come, the consequence of that is that he is deprived of some rizq and some sustenance. Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah, a very great and celebrated tabi'i, very great muhaddith, many of the scholars rank him as amongst the sayyidut tabi'in, the leader of the tabi'in. He says that he was enjoying his life, was going very peaceful, very comfortable. And then all of a sudden, he began experiencing some financial difficulty in his life. Unusually, unexpectedly now, some financial difficulty. Things have changed. So he says, when I sat down to reflect, I realized that that financial difficulty was as a result of some sin that I had committed 40 years ago. So sometimes a person does some action, some disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may not happen immediately. Abu Hazim rahmatullahi alayhi warns all of us. He says, remember, when you see the favors of Allah just increasing upon you day by day, you just see the ni'mats and the favors of Allah, the blessings of Allah increasing upon you day by day. But when you reflect deep down within your heart, you admit that you are guilty of disobeying Allah. You realize that you have been disobeying Allah. Abu Hazim rahmatullahi alayhi says, فَحْذَرُهُ. Then be careful. Be careful. Because when you continue disobeying Allah, and Allah continues showering His favors upon you, the time will come then when that negative consequence will fall upon you. And some risk, and remember, risk is not restricted to wealth. Risk is wealth. Pious children, obedient children, a good wife, reputation, honor, respect, all those things that we can't earn that comes from Allah, these are all forms of risk. So sometimes because of that sin, that risk is taken away from you. So the second negative consequence of breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third negative consequence that I want to share with you. The topic for today is, every action has a consequence. Just as a material action has a consequence, likewise our spiritual actions also have a consequence. So the third consequence of breaking the command of Allah and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person's relationship with people becomes constrained. He's got a problem with almost everyone. Can't get along with his wife, with his brother, with his father, with his mother, with his neighbor, with his friend. Everyone he's got a problem with. It is said, Hafiz Al-Madhabi rahimahullah mentions in his Sirah Alamin Nubala, that when the pious of the past used to meet each other, then before parting ways, they would remind each another of three realities. And one of these three realities is what I'm speaking of. They would say that, remember, man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allah ma baynahu wa bayna khalqih. That person who corrects his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct his relationship with people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep his relationship with people. As we said in the beginning, these are one of the reasons. It's not that always because of sin, this is what will happen. But one of the reasons for these things happening, where a person's relationship becomes constrained, is as a result of some disobedience. Some sin that he had committed, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about a break in the relationship with people. The fourth consequence of breaking the commands of Allah and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah safeguard us, is that a person's heart becomes sealed. A person's heart becomes closed, becomes sealed. As we know the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person commits a sin, then a black dot appears on his heart. That black dot which is not visible to the eye, the physical eye, but with a spiritual eye, that black dot is visible. And remember, when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said it, there is no doubt about it. A black dot forms on his heart. And when he continues breaking the command of Allah, he continues disobeying Allah without wiping that black dot off his heart, it increases, becomes more black, and more dots. Until the time comes, قَسَدْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. How beautiful the illustration of the Quran. Allah says that heart then becomes so hard, harder than a rock also. A rock, water can still penetrate and come out from a rock. You can have fountains, you have springs that gush through a rock. But this heart becomes completely sealed. As a result of which, no good penetrates that heart. No amount of advice can move that heart. It becomes oblivious to good advice. Allah forgive us. We all, as you say, we all are sinners. We all have our wrongs. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about these consequences upon us, not to punish us. Allah is not here to smash and break anyone, no. Allah loves us. The place, the real place for reward and punishment, that is still coming in the Akhirah. That is still coming. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. Allah says in this world, we give people small doses of punishment. The real punishment is still coming. So this consequence has come about not to punish us, but to remind us, to jolt us back to reality, that where are we going? What have we done? Aren't we going back to that Allah? Are we ready to meet that Allah? So Allah jolts us, so man can come back to his realization that I have sinned, I have done something wrong. I'm feeling, not feeling good. There's problems in my business, problems in my children, problems in my relationship with people. Something I have done wrong somewhere. Let me retrospect, let me look into my own life. I can't judge the next person. Yeah, see? Because he did this, Allah is punishing him. We don't have the license to that. But we have full license to judge our own selves. So the heart becomes hard to such an extent. Now to perform salah, it's easier to move a mountain than performing salah. To take the name of Allah, to make the dhikr of Allah, extremely difficult. To recite the Quran, extremely difficult. Nay, to raise our hands before Allah, what a deprivation. The only source of comfort, the only source where we can solve our problems as a result of disobedience, Allah takes away that ability. The hands can't lift up. Dua doesn't be made. We can't make dua any longer. Why? The heart has become hard. The heart has become sealed. And then Allah forbid, sometimes the consequence of that evil is so bad that it doesn't only stop us from good, but it pushes us to do sin. And then even one step beyond that, Allah save us, sometimes the consequence of that evil deed, of the disobedience, results in iman being taken away from a person. We know the famous incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There isn't much time, but very quickly that youngster is on his deathbed. He's being prompted to recite the kalima. He can't recite the kalima. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends a sahaba, go to his mother. Ask his mother, was there anything wrong? Something happened. So they ask the mother. The mother says, excellent son I had, but you should disobey me. Disobedience of Allah, one action, spiritual action, negative consequence. The man is about to leave this world. He can't recite the kalima. He used to disobey me, he used to hurt me. Mother is saying, Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tell the mother, forgive him. Mother says, I'm not prepared to forgive my child. He's done too much. I can't forgive him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to make this mother understand, he says, fine, oh my sahaba, collect firewood. Light a big fire. Take this boy and throw him in the fire. What are you doing to my son? We're not doing anything. This is what you are doing, oh mother. You are throwing your child in the fire. If you're not going to forgive him, he's not going to recite the kalima. He will burn forever. I forgive him. Immediately kalima comes on his tongue. So the negative consequence of breaking the command of Allah. Remember, as I said, everything, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The world, entire universe belongs to Allah. The wealth that we have belongs to Allah. The hand that we have belongs to Allah. What level of disloyalty and rebellion is this? That when Allah has given us so much, as Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said to one person, he complained, he said, I can't give up sin. He said, let me tell you five things. When you want to sin, stop eating the rozi of Allah. He said, I can't do that. When you want to sin, then sin on a land that doesn't belong to Allah. He said, I can't do that. When you want to sin, then sin somewhere where Allah can't see you. I can't do that. He said, aren't you ashamed? When we are visitors here, this land belongs to Allah, so we are visitors. The rozi belongs to Allah, so He's feeding us. When you are visiting someone's home, and He's taking care of you so beautifully, no matter what you want, what you dreamt of, He gave you, and then you smack Him on His face, then you, in inverted commas, we hurt Allah, nobody can hurt Allah, but in inverted commas, we hurt Allah by disobeying Allah, then these consequences come. The fourth thing Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, when the angel of death comes to take you away, say, no, give me some time, I don't want to go now. He said, I can't do that. And the last thing, the fifth thing, is when the angels are dragging you to the fire of Jahannam, tell them they must listen to you and don't put you in Jahannam and put you into Jannah. He said, I can't do that. He said, then how then can we break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the earth belongs to Allah and the hereafter belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So just to recap, respected elders and friends, every action, accepted principle, every action has a consequence. Material actions have a consequence. Likewise, our spiritual actions also have a consequence, and these consequences very quickly is a person, he suffers a miserable life. He's deprived of his risk. His relationship with people becomes constrained. And lastly, his heart becomes hard and sealed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. May Allah give us the strength to make tawbah. To turn back and to beg Him and to ask Him that, oh Allah, I have wronged. Forgive me, oh Allah. That's all it takes. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.